it took me till the last week here in this building to discover my new favorite thing. I don't think I've ever sat right in front of Amy when we were singing before and just... So that's neat. Okay, if you have your Bibles with you, take them out. And I need some help. Jan, could you look up Isaiah 1, verse 18 to 19 for me? Got a Bible. Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3. Andy, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Tabitha, Revelation 22, 17. Thank you. Give me a little read. Isaiah 2, verse 3. I'll go move over to this side. Okay. So now you're really testing out the names then. All right, Lydia. Could you, John 1, verse 40 to 42. And you can shoot, Rachel. Could you, John 1, 43 to 46. And Isaac. Could you, John 4, verse 28 to 30, and one more. And Luke 5, 27 to 29. Yeah, I guess I didn't mention at the end. I mean, we all will be over at the long goodbye. Yes, the continued series. This is the final of the long goodbye, but. That we have, we'll be in the new building next week. I'm suggesting that, if you've seen the stuff I've sent out, that's a practice week for us. This is not a practice week, but in terms of, working kinks out and things. So really what we're targeting is if you have somebody that you would like to invite to the new building, that would be November 4th, that next Saturday. And I want to talk a little bit about invitations that God has for us, and invitations that we see others give in the Bible. But first, I'm going to give you some examples of maybe how not to do this.
Hey, I'm Johnny.
And I'm Chachi.
And today we want to show you how to invite someone to church. Okay, here we are at Mission Control. We have our equipment, we have cameras over there and over there, and these are going to be real people Chachi's talking to, right?
Yeah, real neighbors that I'm going to invite to church.
All right, here we go. Okay, here comes an older gentleman. Do you see him?
Yeah.
Okay, who's that?
That's Kenneth. He's a real dude.
Okay, this is a great opportunity for you to highlight how your church is primarily under 40 and how you lack the experience and wisdom that can come from someone older and wiser. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Let me do a sound check. Great. Okay, go. Showtime.
Oh, hey, Kenneth. Can I ask you a question? It's Carl. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I was going to ask you to come to church with me sometime because there's no one like you at my church. I mean, not even remotely.
It was fine. It was more your delivery. It sounded, you said it in a negative way.
Yeah, I messed that one up. Sorry, Johnny.
No, it's okay. Let's just try again. Okay, there's another guy. Who's that?
Yeah, that's Samuel. He's a businessman in the neighborhood, and he's working way too many hours.
Okay, well, that's an opportunity to meet Samuel where he's at, okay? Chachi, when you speak to him, make sure he knows that church is like an oasis compared to the daily grind of the office. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's nothing like work.
Got it. Okay. Sound check. Yeah, I'm out of here. Oh, hey, Samuel. Beautiful day.
Hey, man.
I was wondering if sometime you wanted to visit my church with me.
What time do you mean?
It's not your business.
sounded like you said it's none of your business.
Well, I meant to say it's not like your business.
It didn't sound like that.
Felt like you got it.
I didn't think this was difficult.
Give me one more chance. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny, that's my next door neighbor, Cam, and her three kids. They love me. This will be a great one.
Okay. Well, your church does have a great kids program.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do this. Okay, tell them that basically they're going to learn godly principles and that they'll get lost in all the fun.
Okay, kids, lost, fun. Got it.
Sorry.
You want to check my mic?
It's great.
Doing? Good to see you.
Hi, Cam. Man, he is getting really, really big. I thought I'd come by and invite you guys to church sometime. Would you kids like that?
Yeah.
Church?
Yeah. You should come to church with me sometime if you ever want to see your kids again. My man, it's because you can get lost in all the fun. Good talk. Talk to you later.
A sermon I never really preached. I've always kind of been more excited about people bringing others to Christ than bringing them to church. I mean, if we face the majority of the people that we minister to, whether it's through the youth center or outreach events, or usually the people outside the church. And so I've not really been big into inviting people, you know, to church or invitation pushers. However, this is what I would call an opportunity sermon. When you see a big wind coming, you know, maybe that's the opportunity to go grab your kite. If you see a big wave coming, you might want to grab your surfboard. You take advantage of circumstances, and when God sends a wave, you try to catch it and ride it. And one thing about most churches is that people are open to accepting invitations at certain times, like Easter or Christmas Eve. But what we have going on now with the completion of our new building, you know, there's a lot of curiosity in this new place next to the school. I don't know if you have any idea how many people have asked me for a peek in the new building, but not everybody's going to ask. Some people want so badly to come, but they need to be invited. One person actually said the words to me, "I need you to give me a personal invitation. I want you to give me a personal invitation." They know that they want to come, but they still, you know, want to be invited. And so from our point of view, I think you always think, "Oh, sure, of course you can come. It's a free country. You can go any time you want." And most of us might not think twice about, you know, if I'm out of town somewhere on a Sunday, I'll just find a church and go to it. But others need to have an invitation, almost to grant you permission. So it's important for us to be able to look at how God talks about inviting, but and to invite others, but not to do it like this. Oh, I'm sorry. I mentioned this. I actually sent you guys an email. Maybe some of you already seen it when you get to an email next. But this is like a thing you can send on to your friends if you had it. Dear so-and-so, you've been on my, you put heart, you know, for a girl, or mind if you're a guy, I guess, or back if you don't like that person. All right. You remember the time when we, the noun, even though we didn't have any nouns, ha-ha, you fill in the blank for what you did with them. And I'd really like to catch up with you again soon. If you're not too busy, my church is having the grand opening of its new building on November 4th. I'd love it if you'd come and we could go out for, you know, coffee, tea, Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't know, afterwards. I really think you'd like it. Our pastor is very something, even though he can occasionally be something else as well. Don't fill in those blanks right now. I think you know somebody else's name as well. They go to our church also. Can you make it? If not, maybe on another day when you're not so tired, busy, bitter. I don't know. T2IL. I actually did, this isn't what I said. I sent you something. I did actually send a real thing, an invitation that you could pass on, you could forward on to others to make it real easy. That's still straight-laced. I'm probably going to send us something else out next week that's more adventuresome in a video form. But as we invite people, you know, the important thing is to invite, but don't do it like this.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh,
burying your cat, Mr. Bootsy. I loved Mr. Bootsy. I guess you love Mr. Bootsy too, huh? Because he's your cat, or was your cat. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you come to church with me? Because all cats go to heaven, and if you go to church with me, you can find out what happened to Mr. Bootsy.
I don't think that's the way it works.
Yeah, I think it is. No, that's accurate.
I don't think it is.
That's what happens.
I don't think it does.
All cats go to heaven.
It's not the way it works.
Are you calling me a liar? So do you want to go to church with me?
There's something about an invitation. An invitation makes us feel special. You know, whether it's, you know, you get that card, so you've been invited, and it might be a wedding, it might be an open house for kids. You might get something that says you might have a birthday party. Invitations are usually pretty exciting, unless it's some kind of scam, like, you know, you're invited to come test drive a Mazda or see about getting a new vacation, as long as you look at our, you know, our condo timeshares. But invitation makes us feel wanted and accepted. Amy and I recently got an invitation to be a part of a friend's legal adoption process, and it can make you feel special. An invitation is also a powerful way to reach out to others. A young man reaches out to a young, you know, late young lady for a date. Those are young people, you know, that can be a powerful thing. A business person invites a client out for lunch, and you build a bridge. A woman invites a friend over for coffee, reaching out, or one family invites another family over for supper. All these can be powerful, and invitations are important in the Bible as well. Both God and Christ extended invitations, you know, for new life, to freedom. People extended invitations to their family and friends. I just want to look at some of the invitations found in the Bible. Guys, we'll start with kind of what's called divine invitations. First, God invited sinners. In fact, Isaiah 1, 18 to 19.
Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the rest of the Lord.
Okay, so it's an offering, an invitation, forgiveness of sins to those that are willing to obey. God invited the destitute. Isaiah 55, 1 through 3. So as an offering there, for those that are willing to hear, an offering for that which truly satisfies us. Jesus invites the weary and the heavy laden. Says in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
So we have an offering, an invitation here for spiritual rest for those that are willing to become his disciples. The Holy Spirit invites the thirsty to come to him. Revelation 22, 17.
Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
Okay, an invitation to all who would desire the water of life. And we see that God's message is often in the form of an invitation. So it shouldn't surprise us that the servants of God would often reach out also to the lost in forms of human invitations. And we're going to look at some of those human invitations, what they should look like, but they shouldn't look like this.
The election should be decided within the next 2 weeks. Keep here on Channel 5, we will keep you up to date, where our news is always live, local, and late breaking. And now let's go to the weather with Chip Chiverson. Chip, Please tell us you've got some good news for us.
We do have some good news, Hank. We have a jet stream that's reached all the way up to Canada, and it's pushed its way all the way back to us, which means we have some great weather over the next few days. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. We've got some other good news for you, too, Hank.
Oh,
what's that? The good news of the gospel. Want to come to church with me?
Always good to get good news, and that weather is fantastic news. Thank you, Chip.
Hank, you're avoiding the subject. What do you have to lose besides your pagan lifestyle?
In our next story, it seems that a local man has found a litter of puppies and is looking for a home for them.
It's time for you to come on home too, Hank. Home to the house of the Lord.
So we see some human invitations as well in the Bible, and they're prophesied that about in the Old Testament. Isaiah 2, verse 3, Isaiah was prophesying about those who would invite.
Many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Let us
Okay, so even foreseen by Isaiah that many people would invite their friends to learn about God. We also see human invitations practiced. One is by Andrew, who invited Peter to meet Jesus. John 1, 40 to 42. Right from there, we see this human invitation by Philip, who invited Nathanael to meet Jesus. John 1, 43 to 46.
The next day, Jesus decided to leave the Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth, how could anything good come from there?
Okay, good. And then we see the Samaritan woman who invited her neighbors to come here about and see Jesus. John 4, 28 to 30. Good. And then we see by Matthew, who gave a feast to introduce Jesus to his friends, Luke 5, 27 to 29.
Later, as Jesus left the town, he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in his tax collection booth. Come, be my disciple, Jesus said to him. So Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Soon Levi held a banquet in his home with Jesus as the guest of honor. Many of Levi's fellow tax collectors and other guests were there.
Okay, and we also see by Cornelius, he invited his family and friends to hear Peter. In Acts 10, verse 24, says, the following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. And then down in the story, verse 33, says, so I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us. So we see that many came to know Jesus by way of an invitation, but not like this.
I'll be inside in a minute. I want to say hey to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mike.
Butterbreads are looking good, neighbor.
Yep. You guys should get back from church?
Yeah. Just been at the church house.
I wonder why he never invites me to church. I mean, I go if he asks me to go. This is the way it is. I'm out in my front yard when he comes home from church. It's always so awkward.
It's so awkward, and I'm so hungry. Ugh. I think my wife made goulash. I love goulash. Oh, maybe Joe would like some goulash for lunch. Hey, Joe.
Here comes the invitation to church.
Yeah? You want to come over for
goulash? Sure, I'd love to go to church with you.
What'd you just say?
No, what'd you say? You said something about God.
Goulash. It's a...
You're having goulash at your church?
No, at my house.
You're inviting her for goulash?
Yeah.
At your goulash? Yeah, who doesn't like goulash? I like some goulash.